obviously whoever tried to call is not a listener, or they wouldn't, I shouldn't say that. It is amazing the number of people who are listeners to this network that, you know, I'm coming on the air, the music is there. I guess they don't equate Jeff Bennett as a program host to Jeff Bennett, the same guy that manages and conducts business with Republic Trading Group. God, oh my goodness. How in the world are you tonight? What a day this has been. Yeah, I'm in a pretty rare mood. I had got a hold of my real estate agent today. I got an offering last night for a house that was just coming on the market, and I don't want it for myself. I've come to the conclusion I don't want the house. For right now, my wife and I are going to sit tight right where the heck we're at, ain't making a move, not playing the game, cleaning this joint up, doing some things, going to gut my office and put wood floors in and stuff like that. Because I need them. For me to have carpet in my office has got awful. So this house comes up last night, and I took a look at what the mortgage payments were. Conventional sale, 1,800 and some odd square foot, 10,000 square foot lot, decent neighborhood. By the time I'm done with principals, interest, taxes, and insurance, it would save my daughter about $400 a month. That's groceries, baby. That's groceries. And, of course, it's only about a week and a half's worth of today's market. But son of a gun, if they don't have the place under contract already. So it's typical nonsense. I'm ticked off. It's back to the drawing board. Welcome to another hour of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeff Bennett. You're listening to us live on this 26th day of April. Yeah, this month is almost over. A third of the year is gone already. Right here on RBN. Looking at some interesting headlines. Amazon's earnings slid 33%. S&P 500 is rattling the cage. Are confident consumers bullish? Consumer confidence rose in April. How can consumer confidence rise in April when home prices, according to Case Shiller, are still falling? And according to another headline, it's going to take at least a decade to get assets in state pension funds back to where they were 11 years ago. You see, state pensions are in deep doo-doo. And I've said to you for a long time, don't be concerned about the federal government coming after your IRAs, not even your 401ks. Federal government, the first thing that I believe they're going to do is step in and grab the state pensions and take over the management of it with the full faith and credit and guarantees that only the United States Federal Government Incorporated can possibly give. And we're facing high steel prices. Silver futures see record trading volumes, and the music man is here. I will be back.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Come on, guess it to go. Walking on the side of the street. Just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bad?
What do you expect? A beautiful Italiano comes over here from Italy and sings freaking, you know, some great music better than most Americans can. And son of a gun, I can understand every word right out of her mouth. I'm going to kind of break my own deal here tonight. I've got one caller I'm going to take, and then I need to move on. Dave up in New York, what's going on?
Hi, Jeff. I'm just a school bus driver, and I make what I make and everything, and I would like to help you guys out. Quick question. What is your minimum order on silver waters?
Right now, we're almost stuck at the 100-ounce level, and it's making things tough. You know, some months ago, it was not a problem doing, you know, just a roll of 20 or 40 pieces. There's such an unbelievable shortage of silver right now. In fact, it's interesting you bring the question up, and kind of bear with me here for a second. You don't even have to disappear because of one of the things I was going to talk about. This is, I want the audience to understand, this is what's going on in silver. All right, so big deal. Silver dropped a couple of bucks today, and people are getting all upset. Oh, my God, it's over, it's over. It's wake up, people. Right now, if anybody were to call, here's what we're dealing with. I've got two suppliers that specialize in bullion products. And right now, a box of American Silver Eagles or Canadian Maple Leafs is out about 5 to 6 weeks for delivery on new orders now. Austrian Vienna Philharmonics, I can get delivered in about 2 weeks and save about a buck an ounce. That's just an amazingly screaming deal. Here's the problem, Dave, is that these suppliers have become independent enough. Their attitude is that we don't really care what you want to do. We're not a coin shop. We're not here to serve the coin shop mentality. And if you got somebody who wants to do that, well, you're going to have to go elsewhere. I do have another supplier I can go to, but we've pretty much had to establish a 100-ounce minimum. Well, that's pushing $5,000. Some folks don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
In Republic, because the funds that we pull in go back into just keeping the network going and getting the phone bills paid and the rent and everything else, Republic just does not have the money to go out and plunk out $22,000, $23,000 or more to buy a full box of 500 silver anything to just have sitting there, even though we would have no problem selling it out in probably a day. They don't have the funds to do it. That's what makes things so darn difficult.
I know.
And, honestly, it's one of the reasons that in my hiatus being gone from RBN for a few years, it's one of the reasons they established the relationship with the Jackson anti-banker silver dollar situation. It allowed people to come in and buy a single roll of something. And, it is an option that's there. The network does get some benefit out of that. And so it's certainly something you could take a look at. I think you find that at republictradinggroup.net, I believe, is the address for that.
Okay, Jeff.
And so that's an option, Dave. I wish to God I could do more. We know it'll change, mm-hmm. but until, it could be 2 months, 2 weeks, it could be a year. We just don't know.
Well, Monarch is wiped out, too, and that's huge.
Well, absolutely. I mean, everybody right now is taking orders for future delivery. And if my suppliers are telling me 5 to 6 weeks for delivery, I was informed by one of my suppliers yesterday that as of yesterday's orders, their next anticipated shipment will be the week of May 23rd. Now, keep in mind, that's the week of May 23rd. If it doesn't go out until the end of that week, it's still going to be another week after that you see it. So you may not physically see it until sometime during the very first week of the month of June. There is a massive run on this stuff.
I know.
And it's making things really tough. This is what we do. So I'm always out there looking for other options. I've got, some pretty good access to Peace and Morgan Silver Dollars right now. Certainly they're not full ounces, but we're also paying for it accordingly. There's a lot of things going on like that we can still do.
Okay.
And those kind of things we can do in smaller quantity. And we'll talk about that stuff over the next couple of days.
Thank you very much, Jeff. God bless.
Thanks, Dave. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Dave's call was interesting because it did allow me to kind of bring you up to date on what's going on in the silver market. Look, there's a lot of you folks that have got silver on order with us. I got a call from a gentleman very early this morning. He's had three rolls of Silver Eagles on order for a while. And the terrible thing is he literally woke me up. And I am so embarrassed because I don't even remember who it was that called me. And if you're out there listening, please call me after the program tonight. Because, I was in a total fog. I get up and I'm kind of growling around. I've got to take my thyroid meds and I'm looking for the coffee pot. My eyes are closed and, huh, yeah, well, who? You go through that kind of stuff. But I just want the audience to be aware this is what we're facing right now. For those of you who understand what's going on in the silver market, you want to buy some full boxes. Yes, I can take orders on Eagles and Maple Leafs, but you are looking at 5 to 6 weeks before shipping at this juncture. That's being realistic. A lot of these other companies, we're shipping in 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. They're lying through their teeth. They don't have it. If Monex is out of product, you can rest assured all the little guys are out of product too. And so I believe in being very upfront and straightforward. Don't misunderstand. You lock into today's prices, you're guaranteed at that price, whether silver goes up, down, or sideways. But at least you're getting yourself positioned to buy it. Now, my other supplier is closed until, next week sometime? He does not reopen until next Monday. He is the guy that I get all my bags of junk silver from. I'm actually working on a deal right now to be able to try to deliver 1/10 bags of junk silver. But I will tell you what the market dictates. If you came to me to buy a full $1,000 face value bag of junk silver right now, old dimes, quarters, or half dollars, you're looking at 32.5, 32.4, somewhere in that area. $32,400 or $500. The same thing in a 1/10 bag, a $100 face value bag, is not going to cost you 1/10 the money. Oh no! Instead of 32.4 times face value, it's going to cost you about 35 times face value for a 1/10 bag. Now you want to go for a 1/20 bag, which is $50 face value. How about you jump up to 40 times face value? That's what you run into. You're paying people to break it down and bag it up and make it smaller. So, hopefully we're going to be able to work on some of this. And look, it's a never-ending endeavor here with me, what I do. Now, I'm not going to turn this whole hour into a commercial hour, but there's some really unique things that have happened today. And we're going to get to a few more of them a little bit later. I want to share a few more headlines. I guess we should take a look at some market reports. God knows why. When you start looking at the real estate markets and you start looking at the street gets an earnings bump. Okay, great. Ford is doing exceptionally well right now. Their earnings are up. But one of the reasons for it is because of the horrendous devastation in Japan. Those of you who drive Toyotas and Nissans and Hondas and things of that nature. And I, I own a Honda. I also own a Toyota. And I'm going to tell you something. It is difficult because we may have a slow up in parts availability for a while, and because of the devastation in Japan. Ford is
capitalizing on that. They're capturing a lot of that market that might normally go. They're buying the Fords right now. Very interesting. According to a headline I'm looking at right now in commodities, Mark Holbert says the dollar has accounted for only 25% of gold's moves, and that the metals run may have more to do with global currencies losing value. Welcome to the global, public. High steel prices are up. What is that? How could steel prices be up? Does that now mean that we're going to pay more money for cars? Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. They're all made out of plastic today. Fed are now targeting funds driving up gold. What does that mean? The Federal Reserve is targeting the funds that are driving up gold? Why, of course. And therefore, let's shut them down. Let's go ahead and manipulate gold that much more. Mark Holbert once again asked the question, should gold bugs fear the dollar? Well, that kind of goes back to the same argument. Yeah, we should fear the dollar. The dollar's been horribly mismanaged, as every other damn thing in this nation has that's been controlled by government. It's all been mismanaged. Oh, that's right. The dollar's not controlled by government. It's controlled by the Fed. How about this guy? Widener. Widener's the guy. Widener. David Widener, one of those non-Southern Baptist types, says that you should buy gold. He says, when the apocalypse comes, we'll have all the gold. There's no risk. It never loses value except between 1915 and 20, 1941, 1947, 51 to 66, 74 to 76, 81, 83 to 85, 87 to 2000, and 2008. Did gold lose value in 2008? I don't think so. In inflation-adjusted dollars, gold cost $4,000 an ounce 30 years ago. Inflation is for dollars. The world's a mess. We've never seen a time like this. The Middle East, North Africa, they're all in upheaval. Japan's been battered by atomic energy. The U.S. economy is sluggish. Sluggish hell. The Book of Revelation was a picnic compared to modern times, according to David Widener. And so his answer is buy gold. He says your dollars are worthless. You can't buy a flat-screen TV with them. You can't send your kids to college with them. Money can't buy you love or happiness, put food on your table, pay for a trip to see the grandkids, put gas in your tank, or pay the bills. The Federal Reserve is printing money like Amazon prints books. Money's everywhere, and it's worthless. Everyone is knee-deep in cash. Line your bird cages with it. Use it for toilet paper. The Fed will give you more. Dollars so cheap it went on sale at Groupon, and no one signed up. Deal's off. They can't give money away. Why? Because the U.S. economy is finished. We don't innovate. We don't make anything. General Motors, revival? Smoke and mirrors, BS. Software, who uses that? Biotechnology? No one's interested in living longer these times. Healthcare stocks, technology stocks, bank stocks. Our central bank has pumped 600 billion big ones into the economy. That's $2,000 for every person in the U.S. Yeah, but where's my cut? Talk about worthless. You can't even buy a couple of ounces of gold for that. Buy gold. Well, he goes on and on and on and on. And I got to be honest with you. I get a distinct feeling, partially because of what his name is. It wasn't Smith or Jones. It was Widener. You know, I suspect that by the time we get down to the end of it, although he continues to say buy gold, buy gold, buy gold, I am not quite sure if the guy is being a little tongue-in-cheek here or what. Kind of interesting. He says gold looks good. Does nothing. Isn't that how it should be? Look at all these people trying to do something, putting out fires, doing our taxes, teaching our kids, giving us checkups. Teaching our kids? Well, they're not doing anything. Doctors are giving us checkups, but they're prescribing us crap. Oh, they got other people taking care of the elderly, which is our job as the elderly's children. Nobody's serving me my meals, Jack. Matter of fact, I don't want my wife serving me meals. I don't like her cooking anymore. Who's reporting the news? Obviously not Katie Couric. Katie Couric finally made it official. She's out. And what is her legacy? She's an utter failure. That's U-D-D-E-R. But she could also spell it the other way. We're constructing casinos. People are delivering packages. They're building our roads. No, they're not. That's why they're all cracked. We got some folks making solar panels, but most of that's over in China. We got a bunch of morons. They should be buying gold. Those idiots will know who's boss when the economy comes crashing down and we're left in a total state of anarchy. Oh, you can imagine the scene. Busted businesses, poverty everywhere, road signs in Chinese. Well, I don't know if we'll ever see road signs in Chinese, but I'm sure they're made in China. Well, you get the idea. I just thought it was a little bit on the satirical side, so why not? Anytime you see some non-Southern Baptist and his subtitle saying that when the apocalypse comes, we'll all have the gold. Believe me, the guy's being as sarcastic as they come. Dow Jones Industrial today, for God knows what reason, was up 115 points. Why would it be up? Because Ford did well. Because H&R Block named the eBay executive as their CEO and the departing Oracle CFO, that's Chief Financial Officer, got an $800,000 bonus for going out the door. NASDAQ up 22 points to close at 2848. S&P 500 up 12, ending their day at 1347. The global Dow's even up 4. Hot dog! Woo! 2218. Gold had kind of a strange day today. Apparently the first day in 8 that it actually closed down. First loss in 9 sessions. And what is it doing in the after hours? It's up $5. Gold's at $1,508 an ounce. So they want to tell us how bad it is. Don't buy gold. Don't do it. It doesn't do anything. Can't eat it. Doesn't make you interest. Can't have sex with it. So don't get it. But it's up $5 in the after hours, by the way. Oil is, once again, over $112.16 an ounce. Man, we're getting pumped at the pump. What do the other metals do? Silver, after hours, up 8 cents at $45.68. But Bennett, it was almost $50 yesterday. Didn't it go over $50 yesterday? Oh, geez, I'm sorry, it's down $4.50. Well, you missed out on that profit-taking opportunity, didn't you? Got a better idea. Wake up tomorrow morning and call us and buy another box of something. Then we'll get a little bit of benefit out of it, but you'll get a whole lot more. Talking to a client of mine several hours ago, and he was one of the first ones to jump on board when we began offering the Peace Dollars in late January. And we realized he bought a full box of 500. And we did some quick calculations. And I think he's up about $8 a coin. That's $4,000. He's up $4,000 since the 1st of February. In fact, I don't even think it was the 1st of February. I think we did this a little bit later. Now, he got a slightly better situation. We got into a situation where we started selling the Peace Dollars, sold way too many of them, and all of a sudden my supplier said, look, is it okay if we replace this particular order with Morgan Dollars instead? Here's the order, February 23rd. He orders 500 Peace Dollars. We wind up shipping him Morgans instead. Now, there's only about a dollar's difference at that level. With the BFXF condition, there's only about a buck's difference. They sent him Morgan Dollars instead because they had them and they were out of Peace Dollars at the time. And he's made out like a bandit. 500 of these coins, he's made about $4,000 if he had to cash them in. Look at all you people who ordered those Peace Dollars. You're not complaining? I mean, pray tell, I wouldn't recommend selling them right now because you've got a long way to go and possibly a short time to get there. All the headlines I read still continue to talk about $55 to $60 in summer for silver. And so people get upset. I got an email first thing this morning. Do you think we missed the opportunity to sell? When do people get this $50 figure out of their heads? This is not 1980. Jimmy Carter's not in the White House. Please. Our unemployment situation is far worse than it was when Jimma was serving up peanut butter and giving away, you know, surplus cheese. 43-plus million people living on food stamps in this country. Hey, great, man. You got your stuff. Excellent. Excellent. It's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. All these things, of course, you know, 1980, we did not have what we now know today as a global economy. So the dollar has got a lot to do with where gold is going, and Libya and Afghanistan and Mubarak and Gaddafi, or Gaddafi Duck or Gaddafi, whatever his name is. We got our Gaddafi of another kind. His name is Obama. Saddam Hussein Obama. No, it's, what is the guy's name? Obama Sotero? I can't think of what his name is. Barry Hussein Obama. I can't think of the guy's name. You know, the cat that lives in the White House. Eh, Uncle Remus, that's good enough. I've called him that for so long, I can't think of his adopted name. You know, the Sotero part I remember, but I can't think of the guy's name. Something or other Hussein Obama. All I can think of is Saddam Hussein Obama. I don't know, man. It doesn't matter. It's still Uncle Remus, Count Chocula, whatever you want to call the guy. But the fact of the matter is, we have problems today in this nation that are far in excess of what we had when silver hit $50 an ounce. So you've got a certain number of the public who think that, oh, my God, silver's reaching $50 an ounce. It's going to collapse. It's going to go to $250. I got to get out. I just got an email from a client of mine. And he said, hey, we got our gold today. Market's a little up and down, but all is well. He says, what advice can I give him for purchasing silver or gold from a private source? He said, I had an opportunity to purchase some Maple Leafs, Eagles, and bullion silver from a family friend who was getting out before it crashes. Getting out before it crashes? Sounds more to me like he's going to get out before it peaks. Speaking of peaks, I watched a show last night about a peeping Tom. Oh, that's a different kind of peaks. Never mind. I'm kind of on a roll today, Danny. You got to. Why not? Let's cook. We're getting ready to go to a break in a minute. I don't know if man can pull it out. I'm kind of in the mood for a rockin' redhead, a little Renee Olmsted, but we can't necessarily pick and choose those things unless the man knows where to pick. I'm getting ready to hop on the truck, head on out to Long Beach, and get on a slow boat to China. Oh, my God. When we come back, this program is not going in any direction that I originally intended today. I hope you're getting a few laughs out of it. We all need it, believe me. There's too much to cry about, but I just have to laugh once in a while. Probably going to go out and poison myself with some burger made by some guy that just came up over the border last night. Eh, who cares? Haven't anything like that for a while. What is this? No time to get that one. Oh, well, we'll have to make that one up some other time. It's time. I don't hear any music. We going to a break or what? Did you cut me off? Oh, okay. Well, it's all right. If you don't want to go, we don't have to go. I'll just keep rambling here, man. You know. All right, I'll just do that. By the way, if you tuned in late, welcome to another evening of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. All right, so big deal. Katie Couric's leaving. Her legacy has been one of failure. You know, she's got a great smile, but I'd certainly rather just shut her up. We don't care. That's not what I'm going to talk about. Tim Geithner talks tough on the U.S. dollar. How can anybody who goes by the name of Timmy be tough on anything? I mean, Timmy used to have a dog named Lassie. Of course, then there was Tiny Tim, who had a bigger pair of cojones than Geithner. But that's another story. Amazing. All right, what else we got over here? Okay, I want to take you down an interesting path. I talked about this when I was on with John and Bob here about an hour ago. Those of us who broadcast on the alternative media, even those who are on the mainstream, whether it's Fox News and, you know, whether they're humping for gold company A, B, C, D, or E, whether you're some former member of the Nixon administration or some other bozo, you know, we got the latest and the greatest and we only charge you this. It's all a bunch of deceitful garbage. They're forking out a couple million dollars a month just to advertise on those stations. And everybody's always talking about, look what I can do for you. I will sell you this and I will sell you that. We provide you gold. We provide you silver. Look, I fall into the same probably trap. But what we so many times forget about is that people have needs. In these economic times, people have needs. And you may find yourself in a position where you may need to liquidate some of your gold and your silver to put the food on the table or to keep the shelter over your head, or because your kid needs some emergency surgery and you don't have insurance to cover it. Please understand, Republic Trading Group is here to help you with those very kind of needs. Now, I bring all this up to you for several reasons. Number one, so that you understand, I don't just provide a product. I'm here to arrange a liquidation of a product. I'm here to buy product from you if you have a need, or maybe you, like this other guy, feel the market's reached the peak and you want to sell out and take your profits before it all comes tumbling down. I'll tell you, folks, gold and silver are going to come tumbling down about the time we have no debt, no deficit, everybody's working, nobody's living off the government dole, no food stamps, real estate market bounces back, we've booted Chinese-made junk out of this country, and America's gone back to work producing good quality products again. That chance, right? Okay. How many of you out there have been buying for a lot of years? Maybe you began buying gold and silver from companies long before Republic Trading Group came into existence. Maybe you bought from the cheese company and the muffler company, you know, up in the land of Mr. Megaphone and some of these characters on TV. Or maybe you bought from, you know, there's two or three real sleazebag operations up in Minnesota, I'll tell you. And you got hoodwinked into the $20 gold piece. Got to get PCGS, NGC. It's the only thing that's non-confiscatable, and they won't take it from me, and it'll always outperform gold bullion, which is BS. It doesn't. They charge you a lot more for it, making you believe that it's worth a tremendous amount of money. But here's the reality. An old U.S. $20 double eagle has less than an ounce of net gold content in it, 0.9675 of an ounce. Well, I'm on a buying binge. If you have PCGS or NGC certified Mint State 65 U.S. $20 Liberty Double Eagles, Mint State 65, don't, you know, I'm not tonight dealing with 61s, 3s, 4s, etc. I need to buy 50 Mint State 65 $20 Liberty Double Eagles. Now, here's your deal. I don't care what you paid for them. Doesn't matter. Maybe you're ahead of the game. 9 chances out of 10, you're not. This is reality. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to share with you what you need to hear. I will pay you, no questions asked, $3,550 each for Mint State 65 U.S. $20 Liberty Double Eagles in gold. Yeah, Double Eagle is infant's gold, okay? $3,550 for an outright purchase, up to 50 of them, PCGS or NGC certified only. Now, if you want to trade them, I'll give you $25 more per coin, and you can trade for other gold or silver products that Republic Trading Group has to offer. Now, here's the example I gave with John and Bob an hour ago. Two Mint State 65 U.S. Liberty Double Eagles give you a net gold content of 1.9 ounces of gold. If you want to trade them for this week's special offering, the Republic Trading Group, which happens to be Dutch 10 guilders, the Queen Wilhelmina's brilliant uncirculated 5th ounce exquisite European gold coins. You send me two Mint State 65s, I will send you 22 of the Queen Wilhelmina's, which comes to 4.28 ounces. What? That's an in excess of a 2 ounce gain, ladies and gentlemen. It's ounces that is going to allow you to survive whatever the future may be and may bring. you know, K. Sarah, Sarah, Doris Day, all that stuff. That's the kind of stuff I work on. As far as this week's so-called Chapman special, number 35, I've called it Speaking of Royalty. Queen Wilhelmina was real royalty, not this garbage, incestual blood lineage garbage we have in Great Britain. Well, you think that Prince Charlie isn't drooling over his about-to-be, soon-to-be daughter-in-law? There's sickos over there, man. It's been rumored that the original Prince whatever was probably Jack the Ripper, right out of the royal palace. But Queen Wilhelmina was real royalty. She ruled the Netherlands longer than any other Dutch monarch. Both World Wars and the Great Depression. Outside the Netherlands, she was primarily remembered as an inspiration to the Dutch resistance during World War II. She was a symbol of national unity. By God, who is a symbol of national unity in this country today? What, Obama? Donald Trump? Oh, how about little Newty Gingrich or Harry Reid or the likes of John Boehner? That's a real good one, huh? But Wilhelmina was a pretty interesting gal. On the gold pieces, we have exquisite, brilliant, uncirculated pieces. Full description and images of the coin are on our website today, republictradinggroupinternational.com. If you want to buy one or two coins, just a few small quantity, $326 a coin. A 20-coin purchase minimum will get you the Chapman Special, which is the free newsletter or the renewal or whatever you want. But it's interesting, the price drops to $323 a coin. We're giving you $3 less per coin. That's saving you about $60. It's not a lot. But at that level, not only $60, you're getting $160 worth of newsletter for free on top of that. You go up to 40 coins, I'm going to drop the price even further to $320. That's another $3 a coin saving, and you'll still get the Chapman Special, etc. But you jump up to the 50-pack, and I've got a couple of them available. The coin drops to $317 a coin. That's a $9 savings, and you still get the newsletter, etc. So it gets really interesting. If you've got Mint State 65 $20 Liberties graded by NGC or PCGS, I'd like you to call me. But Jeff, I can't do that. I paid over $5,000 a piece for them. Forget about what you paid for them. I'm basically saying for every coin you trade in, I'm going to give you 11 coins in return, and we're going to double, more than double, the net ounces of gold that's in your hand. What's more important? I don't care what other people are selling them for. They're only worth that because you at one time thought, got conned into believing that's what they were worth. If I was selling a Mint State 65 $20 double eagle right now, a Liberty, I'd probably be no higher than $3,700. That's it. In other words, if I got to buy one from you and pay you, if I take one on trade for $35.75, I'm going to put that thing out there and make $125 on the coin. Some of you think that's just outrageous. Well, you just go right ahead and think it's outrageous. But you can run to all the boys up in Minnesota. You can run to the cats on Fox News. You can run to the folks over in Scottsdale that, they got more holes in their stories than Swiss has in their cheese. But they'll quote you the Bible while they're ripping you off. Oh, that's really good, yeah. And they'll sell you that same coin for $5,500 to $6,000. A coin that I'd sell you for $3,700, and there's not one iota of difference. But we guarantee that if the market goes up and down, we'll do this. You bought into those guarantees once. Don't do it again. Simple mathematics. Now, obviously, I can't talk to you when I'm on the air. But when I'm off the air, you can call me at 800-691-7898. You know what else you can do? You can send me an email. You can send me an email. Oh, we're getting all sorts of stuff here. I got a cancellation. Well, this is good. I like it. Thank you, baby. It's all good. I got all sorts of stuff going on. Well, now they've given me a new one. Cancel one, give me another one. That's okay, I'm loving it. Well, that's what it is. Thanks, Gail. Barack Hussein Obama. I still think Saddam Hussein Obama fits better. I mean, after all, the way the guy's pumping it to us at the... You know, that was another headline I saw. Something about the gas price is just going to be the unhinging of this country. It's pretty sad. I probably didn't remember the guy's name, Gail, because I just didn't care to. I try to think not think of the guy too often. You know, for reasons we're all certainly well aware of. Those are the kind of things I'll try to do for you. And I gotta say this, I lost control of this program a long time ago. I knew where I was gonna go tonight. I got a late night phone call going on tonight with a good friend. He's a good friend of this network. He is not Roger. By the way, Roger is going to be a guest on another program here at RBN. And I don't have the information up in front of me. Raj, baby, if you're out there, drop me a quick message here through our message board and let me know when. Roger is going to be doing, I believe, a two-day stint on an early morning program here on RBN. And I urge you to... not only for review's sake, but so that you can see and hear a slightly different slant to everything that Roger's been talking about. But I've got a late-night meeting with a good friend of this network's, a good friend of mine. He's the freeze-dried guy. And I'm inviting him to join this program with me Thursday night. I don't know if his schedule will allow, but we will get it worked out. Because I have a very interesting proposition for he and also for you that I think could be quite interesting. We're going to talk a little bit about food shortages. We're going to talk about what's going on in his industry. He said shortage of customers he does not have. Shortage of food, yes, but he just got a huge load of food in. And... I don't know how many times I've suggested to you people to buy next year's food at this year's rates. And people just laughed at me for so long. And now we've watched the cost of food go up 50% in the last year. Certain types of food, as we discussed yesterday, have gone up even greater amounts than that. So hopefully we'll be able to work this out for Thursday night, if tomorrow evening's better for him, but keep on the watch out. We're going to get this thing put together. Also, I did not get any updates done on the Republic Trading Group website today. And do I apologize for it? Absolutely not. I am very busy with people late into the evening. I've got some personal things I'm also doing. I have a complete new shower enclosure coming into my home tomorrow. I've got things I have to finish up tonight. I'm going to be a busy little bay tonight, ain't bay? And we'll just move on from there. One more thing I will share with you. And like I say, it was never my intent to do all this commercialization on the program tonight. But there's not enough time left to comment on some of the areas that I wanted to go. We may flip to a couple different sites and see if I can see any hot headlines, per se. I don't like to just come on the air and do financial-related stuff. There's other things I'd like to talk about. I did get a very, very powerful piece this afternoon from my dear granny talking to me about... that's not it. If land is your land. Where is this thing, Granny? Ah! There is a secret. Surprise, surprise. A secret Department of Justice group that has been put together behind closed doors by this illicit administration, the Obama Injustice Department, that has created a secret group within the bloated Civil Rights Division to monitor laws passed by states and local municipalities to control illegal immigration. You see, the measures by all these various states, like Arizona and others, that are taking a stand on this issue, are viewed by the department, by the administration, as discriminatory and anti-immigrant. So the Just Us Department is spending valuable taxpayer dollars to track them and legally challenge them as they did in Arizona. The mission's being carried out by an undercover national origin work group set up by Assistant Attorney General Thomas, get this, Press, a renowned illegal immigrant advocate who once ran a taxpayer-funded day laborer center in Maryland. How do you put a guy like that in charge when he has been responsible for running a taxpayer-funded day labor center in Maryland for illegal aliens? And so during the course of this week, the National Origin Working Group will hold a special training session at the agency's D.C. headquarters. And Perez, who lied under oath to cover up the Black Panther voter intimidation scandal, will headline the workshop to discuss the division's monitoring of anti-immigrant laws. Oh, yeah, Perez. He's the guy that did the total cover-up. That's the one? Let me see. What are you telling me? What? Your grandson. Okay, what is this thing? Freedom Frenzy? What day is it on, man? 10 o'clock Central Daylight Standard Time, and that's here on RBN, is that correct? All right, good. All right. I'm getting notes here from Roger while we're talking. Roger will be joining the Freedom Frenzy with Jerry, I don't know Jerry's last name. Okay. Anyway, what day are you going to be joining him? What days will you be on? Roger, answer me. What days? I don't know. Check the schedule. Roger will be joining Jerry on Freedom Frenzy a couple of days, either this week or next week, but we'll get it done. And that's going to be kind of cool. So you want to keep up to date with what's going on. Roger will be joining us here as well. But I thought it would be interesting for you folks to tune into Roger from a slightly different take, being handled in a different manner, because I'm sure Jerry will get very involved with the conversation. I choose to sit back and let Roger be the star. Anyway, so that's what's going on with the immigration debate, an area that angers me that I will get back on. Finally, for those of you who are looking for some oddities, I had a client who has been talking with me on and off, who is desperately wanting to buy Morgan dollars. Let me tell you what happened. I've got something that we offered exclusively through the email today, and many of you have received it already. It's something we're going to call the Paint Can Hoard. Those of you who have been buyers of Morgan dollars for years, remember the Redfield Hoard, stuff like that. This is the Paint Can Hoard. Recently discovered, 2 weeks ago, discovered in a locked storage locker in Phoenix, Arizona, a 65-year-old collection of big U.S. minted silver dollars, tightly sealed and stored in, believe it or not, old one-gallon paint cans. I got VFXF U.S. Peace dollars sold in rolls of 20 at $44 a coin. You like the Morgan dollars better? Not $3 or $4 or $5 higher. $1 higher in price, $45, also sold in rolls of 20. Orders are subject to a $20 shipping and handling cost. Above that offer is subject to ongoing availability. So if you're looking for Morgan and Peace dollars, a great alternative way to buy silver. And you know what? The pricing is not bad at all. It's in there where it needs to be. There's some premiums because it's a Morgan and Peace dollar. But you know what? It all equals out. You take a look, you're getting a little over 3/4 of an ounce of silver. Roger says he's starting a Jerry's program tomorrow morning. Wednesday and Thursday, right here on RBN, Freedom Frenzy. Don't miss Roger tomorrow. You will get a different take. Oh, there's the lovely redhead, Renee Olstead. Thank you, Dan. We'll be back with some final comments.
So I'm going to walk. Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Nothing I can do, or nothing I can say, that folks don't criticize me. But I'm going to do just as I want to anyway, and don't care just what people say.
I'm sitting here running my mouth and music ain't coming down, and I just realized I was on mute. Oh my goodness, the great Billie Holiday. Sometimes it's the only way to do it the way you want to, and just ignore all the advice. Paul Farrell, writing in a column called Behavioral Economics, claims that we're soon going to be reliving the 2008 market crash all over again. That's going to happen real soon. There's another headline I kind of liked, and I just... where is this thing? I just said, you got to be kidding me. Now, when you were a little kid, and you were first learning your numbers, not the sums, but just the numbers themselves, you know, 1, 2, 3, et cetera, et cetera. Now,
of course, then there's others who were taught to count 1, 2, 6 million. You know, the average person was taught to count 1, 2, 3. So here's a headline that says, what comes after QE2? Geez, I feel like at 63-plus odd years of age, I was always taught that after 2 comes 3. Pretty simple. What comes after QE2 is 3, probably 4. It's never going to end. Amazon's quarterly profit falls sharply. Why would that be? Has Amazon gotten a whole bunch more competition all of a sudden? Or has my son stopped buying on Amazon because he can't afford it? That's the only thing I can think of. Jeez. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It is Tuesday. If I can be of service to you, whether it's this week's Chapman special, if you did not hear it, you can certainly see it online at republictradinggroupinternational.com. republictradinggroup.net does not get you to me. That strictly gets you to the Jackson anti-banker rounds, etc., which I have absolutely nothing to do with. All of that goes through the office. But if you go to republictradinggroupinternational.com, and I know it's a long name and a lot of you people are fighting it, and I can't help that. You go there and look at the treasure hunt. Full description of what the coins are. I'm still on the air. Can't take the call. Take a look at it. Full description is there for you. You want to talk a little bit further about some of the silver things we discussed tonight? Maybe you'd like to call and talk to me about the exchangeability of your Mint State 65 $20 Liberties or other similar exchanges. That's why I'm here. You can call me at 800-691-7898. You may get my voicemail for a little while tonight, taking Mama out for a quick dinner. And Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll keep you apprised of what's going on with our guests for later in the week. Dave, thanks for your call tonight. And Danny, thanks for being on the board. As always, my good friend, ladies and gentlemen, till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again, I am out of here. And all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing as the